Today's Mishnayos is Masechtas Peah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet, and Mishnah Hey. Today's Mishnayos are being learnt Le'ilui Nishmas, Rabbi Arya Tzvi, Ben Rabbi Chanoch Hendel, the Koshug Lava Goyen, Hashem Yimkom Dami. So the topic of the second Perek of Masechtas Peah, of the laws of Peah, obviously, but it's discussing specifically the idea that every single field, all you have to leave is one Peah for the Aniyah. The question is, how do you define a field? What if you have a large property, but at the same time, there are roads that go through, there are streams of water that go through, there's an irrigation canal that goes through, there's a fence that goes through. Would that now take that one field and divide it into two fields or into multiple fields or not? And that was really the opening mission of the Perek, the Ebu Mafsik and Lepeya, and the Mishnah gave a whole list of things that are Mafsik Lepeya. Mishnah Gimel said that list is only true for Zraim. That's true for ordinary tefuah that's growing from the land. However, if you have trees that are growing in the field, so then all those things that the Mishnah mentioned that would be Mafsik are not going to be Mafsik. The only thing that's Mafsik in a field of trees is a fence. Fence has to be 10 tfachim, just like you find mechitzas everywhere, have to be 10 tfachim. And even then, you'd have to make sure that the trees on the two sides, the branches are not intertwined. But to the extent that the branches are touching each other, and on some level they're intermingling, so then the halacha is that even though there's a fence, it would still be considered one field. One field, all you would have to do is leave over one peah. So, Mishnah Dalet and Mishnah Dalet is going to continue on this note, and it's going to discuss different types of trees in terms of how you determine if you have a bunch of them on a large area that you're dealing with one field, thus you have to leave one peah, or maybe there's multiple fields, and as a result, there'll be multiple obligations of peah. Says the Mishnah, the Licha Reuven. What if you have a tree or a field where caribs grow? So caribs is boxer of Lag BaOmer fame. So v'lecha Reuven, what happens if you have caribs? So the halacha is kol haroyin ze'ezeh. Fascinating halacha. So any carob tree that could see another carob tree is considered part of the same field, and as a result, all you would have to leave is one obligation of peah. So let's say if you're standing next to one carob tree, you'd be able to see another carob tree, even if it's far away. It doesn't matter. And even if you have a fence that's in between it, it doesn't matter. The halacha is, it would be considered one field. I'm Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel said, no, you can hold your base Abba. The minig was in my father's house. So who was Rabbi Gamliel's base Abba? Rabbi Gamliel came from the Nisim. He was a great-great-great-grandson of Hillel, who was a great-great-great-grandson of David HaMelech. So Rabbi Gamliel came from the family of the Nisim, and he very often, throughout Shas, and very often in Mishnayos, he would say over things that he saw in his family. So he said, no, you can hold your base Abba. The minig in our family was, no, snipeya achas lizim. So he said, my family, we owned olive fields all over the place. And he said, what we would do is when it came to leaving Peah, we would treat all the olive trees that were on the western side of town as being one field, and we would leave one Peah. And then all the olive trees that were on the eastern side of town, we viewed that as being one Sadeh and one Peah. And the same was true for the north, and same was true for the south. Even though there were multiple fields, and there were streams that went through, and there were paths, and there were highways, and there were roads, and there were fences, it didn't matter. But all these olive trees that were on any side of town, we considered as one, and therefore we used to leave one Peah. V'lecha Reuven, and as it relates to the boxer, the caribs, like the Mishnah said, that as long as one tree was able to see another tree, that would be enough for us to consider it as one. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Tzadik said, in the name of Rabbi Gamliel, and even bigger chiddush, af lecha Reuven shahoyu lehem b'chalo ir, that when it came to Boxer, when it came to caribs, the entire city was treated as being one field. So it didn't matter how spread out they were, but and even if they couldn't see each other, but all the Reuven in the city were viewed in Rabbi Gamliel's family as being part of one tree, and they issued this incredible kula. And that was that when it says in the Torah you have to leave over Peah, and it's only one Peah, they would leave over one Peah for the entire city, for all the Cheruvim in the city, they consider it to be one field. Mishnah Hey Hazireya Sadeyu Min Echad. If somebody has a field, and in the field he has one min, meaning he has one type of tefuah, wheat or barley. The point is, there's one species of plants that he planted in this field. Even if this person, when he goes and he harvests the field and he gathers all the crops into his house, he does it in two granos, he does it in two shots. Nice and peah echos. All you have to give is one peah. It's one field. It's one min, right? All it is one species. So I don't care how many times you're going to go and work in the field. At the end of the day, it's one field, it's one species. How many payas do you have to leave? One payas. Zorish neiminim. What happens if you have a field and there's two different types of species inside the field? So then the halachas, afal pi she'ason goyer nachas, even if you're going to produce everything in one shot, noisin shtei payas. You have to leave two payas. Why two payas? I thought it's only one field. So the Mishnah is saying a chiddush. The Mishnah is telling us that each species within the field has to have its own payas. So it's true it's only one field. And it's true you're even doing it, begayr nechas, you're doing it in one shot. But we don't care if you're doing it in two shots or one shot. What do we care about? What we care about is how many minim there are, how many species. So if there's one species, it's one payas. If there's two species, there's two payas. So far, what did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said that when we come to determine how many payas, so till now we've been assuming it depends on the field. One field, one payah. Mishnah's qualifying that a little bit, and the Mishnah's saying that's not always the case. You have to know how many minim there are in the field. The assumption is there's one min per field. So then all you're going to leave is one payah. But what if I have two minim in the field? So then I'm not going to leave one payah. Then I'm actually going to leave two payahs. What if I produced it in one shot, two shots, three shots? Nobody cares. What we care about is how many fields or how many minim, how many species there are in the field. Stating that, the Mishnah says there is a time where we're going to care about how many times you produce them. That is, Hazireya Esodeyu, Shnei Minechitim. What if you have two minim? You have two species, two types of plants. However, they're both of the same general species. So for example, I have two types of wheats. Of this type of wheat and of that type of wheat. So what's the halacha then? So again, if it's one min, then it's for sure one payah. If it's two minin, then it's for sure two payas. What if it's shtayim shein achas? It's two minin, but it's really two of the same. It's two types of wheat. So then the Mishnah says, it depends on how I produce it. Asong gairin achas. If I produced it in one gairin, I did it in one shot, nois and pay achas, then I would have to give one pay. Shtei grandis, if I did it in two shots, nois and shtei payas, then I would have to give two pay. So ordinarily, what does it depend on? How many fields or how many species within the field? How often I produce it, that I don't really care. Unless it's in this situation where I have two species, but they're subspecies of a more general species. So I have two plants that come from a more general plant. So then what depends on is how many granas. If it was one gairin, then I'm going to do one. If it was two granas, then I'm going to do two.